Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And I'm glad you're part of ours. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Scott Fox is with us. Scott is back with us, I should say. He's a top e-business consultant, and he's got clients large and small. He is the author of Internet Riches, The Simple Money-Making Secrets of Online Millionaires, and he's back with us. Scott, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Scott, I heard something the other day that really troubled me, and I had heard this a statistic sort of like this a few years ago, and I thought surely by now we'd be farther along than this, and here it is. I heard the other day that 49% of small businesses, still don't have websites. Now, that just blew me away. And recently, I was talking to some chamber executives. I was in Pittsburgh with chamber executives last week, and some of them were telling me that they were still amazed at how many of their members, or even, at least prospects, don't even have email. Scott, I mean, it's 2008. How can this be? Most grandmothers have email these days. I mean,
yeah. Well, it's a really sad statistic, Jim. I think it's a tragedy in terms of the level of opportunity that people are missing. The way I think about it is the internet is just in the fabric of our lives now, right? Anyone who's online knows and can see in their own life how 10 years ago email was an exotic, rare thing, and yet today it's a part of your daily life. You even on your cell phone sometimes, or you use it mm-hmm. even for social reasons to share photographs and stuff. And businesses need to realize that that's happening to their audience, whether you personally as a business owner are interested in the internet or not, or even intimidated by it or not. The fact is your customers are there, and your customers are looking for services, and if you're not there, they're going to your competitors. That's a shocking statistic and really disappointing, frankly.
It really is, and folks, here's one really good reason why you ought to consider having a website. Even if you don't want to sell stuff, even if you're, like, let's say you're a restaurant and you won't be selling your food online, two things. Number one, people still want to find out where you are, what your address is, and believe it or not, more and more people are looking for that online than are picking up the Yellow Pages. That's
right.
The reality, isn't it, Scott?
Absolutely. I think a couple of years ago, even having a website was enough, right? There was like to have one at all was where you needed to be. But we've passed that point now. You've got to be online because just so much of the audience is there. And then today, the other piece that you need to have is you need to have placement in the search engines, because that's become almost like the Yellow Pages, right? The Yellow Pages, if you didn't have an ad in the Yellow Pages in the 20th century, in a customer's mind, your business didn't exist. Well, today, you have to have a site and you have to be on search engines. And, you know, these things move rapidly. It's even getting to the point where you need to be active on social networks like Facebook and LinkedIn and MySpace. There's all these platforms emerging, and the longer you wait, the farther behind the eight ball you're going to be.
Well, and you know, back to my restaurant example, people are in town. They go, they type in restaurants in Philadelphia or restaurants if it's a small town, restaurants in Albany, Georgia, or wherever. And if you're there, if you're online, your name's going to come up. And then so here's a couple sitting in a hotel room looking for a restaurant, Scott. And he says, why don't you see what's online? And she goes to on the computer from the hotel internet, and she looks it up. And he says, what does the menu look like?
Right.
You know, and so now you got a couple of customers that you never knew you were going to have before. I mean, this happens. This is the way people are doing are looking for information these days, isn't it?
Absolutely, and the example you give there is a good one. There's two sides of this, I think. The Internet's increasing its capability to target for local businesses. It's understandable maybe half a dozen years ago if a business owner came online and they tried to advertise. Pretty much the only way you could advertise effectively on the Internet was nationally or globally. you had a restaurant and you put up an ad that said we had the best pizza in town, you might get calls from Texas when your restaurant was in Maryland.
Right.
It was just hard to target. But things are getting better on both sides, and the first is on the software side, so the advertising tools are better. You can target by zip code, or you can use tools to draw a map to only target a specific radius around your store. And then the other is what you said. Consumers are getting better at this because everybody has used the Internet a lot more. They don't just type in pizza anymore. They'll type in pizza Amarillo or pizza Spokane or pizza Indianapolis, and that will automatically target them in. So it's much more cost-effective to promote oneself online as well.
And there's one other thing, folks. Instead of being in the hotel room or even in their living room looking for that information, they might be driving down the road getting the same information on their cell phones.
Absolutely.
So you got to have a presence, folks. You at least got to have a presence. 20Tail, going to be right back with our good friend Scott Fox. He's the author of Internet Riches. Stay with us. I can't imagine. We're back at 17 till. Little Stones bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Scott Fox, the author of Internet Riches. My websites, by the way, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's the main site where you can find the show and all the different ways you can listen to what we're doing here, and also archives of past shows, including these shows, the interviews that we've done with Scott Fox, a great body of work that he's already amassed with us that you can find under his name in our Brain Trust. All the Brain Trusts are listed there, 600-plus Brain Trust members, which we've accumulated over the last 10 and a half years. And, of course, thousands of articles. Our blog is there. The newsletter is there. Check it all out. It's available to you. No barrier to entry. And don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. Scott, Scott and I are talking, folks, about the importance of having a website. And I know a lot of you out there are thinking, well, duh, of course I've got a website. I've had one a long time. What's this mean to me? But, folks, there are people around you. You could be Scott, I think people could be a center of influence with some of these folks. I'll give you an example of something I did Friday. And I'm kind of obnoxious about this, I guess. But I met a lady that I knew, and she's a professional. She's a consultant. And I said something about what's your web address. She said, I don't have a website. And I said, what? And I knew her a little bit, so I was kind of hard on her. And I said, you don't have a website? She said, no. I said, what about URL? Do you have yourname.com? No. And we were online. We were at this conference. I was in Pittsburgh last week at a conference. And we were online there showing some of our stuff to some the chamber executives we were visiting with. I said, come here. And I went over to Network Solutions, and I typed in hername.com. And I said, it's still available. Get your credit card. We're going to sign you up right now.
Oh, good for you.
And I literally signed. We literally went over, and I actually at that point in time, I turned it over to some of my employees who were there. I said, get her signed up, get her credit card. She went and got her credit card. And so we got her registered. So even though she doesn't have a website yet, she now has her own domain name that nobody can take away from her.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. It's defense, if not offense, right? You
exactly.
At least don't want somebody else to do it.
Yep. Okay, so now we got our website, and this may be remedial stuff, folks, but you know, Scott, everybody has to start somewhere, and let's talk about on the other end. We've got our website, and we put our catalog on the web, on our website, and maybe we've even got some e-commerce capability on it. What do you recommend that we, from a Web 2.0 standpoint, where do we need to go?
Well, even before we get there, Jim, I think let's hit the basics one more time for folks. Even if you have a website already, and especially if you don't, you need to get out of your own head, because you know so much about your business that your customers don't. It's easy when you're the fish in the water to think that everybody can see the water like you can, right? But the customers can't. There's actually a piece at scottfox.com on my blog about this that talks about how you need to put up stuff that may not, it seems so obvious to you, you often forget. How about what are your hours? What are are the directions to your store or your restaurant? Mm-hmm. What's the parking like, right? Customers want to know about parking. What about mm-hmm. testimonials from other customers? Have other people bought from you, or are you some brand new business, right?
These are all things,
basic blocking and tackling, that you can do on a website. And one of the top mistakes I see of website owners making and business owners making is on their websites, they neglect what they call the About Us page. An About Us page is usually seen as sort of a chore, oh, I have to fill this out. But mm-hmm. it's actually a major asset in your marketing plan. And you know the best thing to put on there is your picture, because people like to know who they're doing business with. We're all wired that way.
To
have a brochure-type website with no information and just your name, and that's not going to get you anywhere. Would you do sales like that? Of course you wouldn't. You need a page up there that says, here we are, here's what we do, and you have to help people, and that's how you get a sale. Any salesperson
knows that. Here's a little bit about us. If you're a member of Rotary, put that in there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
If you like to cross-stitch, put that in there.
If you're a golfer, a tennis player, or you
like mountain climbing, whatever, let people know just a little bit about you, because that attracts people to you.
That's right, and because you have a presence in the real world, you have what they call a bricks-and-mortar store, you sometimes neglect this stuff, but that actually gives you an advantage online. People trust you more because they know you're a real business. If you've got that Better Business Bureau seal, put it up there. You've been in business for 10 or 20 years. I mean, how many websites can say that, right?
All that stuff
needs to be up there, and you need to say where you are. Say, we're in Springfield, Ohio. Oh, okay. That seems irrelevant when you're on the Internet, so a lot of people skip it. But there are lots of good reasons they want to know that stuff. You know, they might not just want to come and buy something, but they might have another local business and they want to partner with you, or they might know somebody in your town they want to introduce you to. You know, there's all these things that if you don't set that information out there, the customer won't see it and they won't give you the benefit towards that sale. And there's a lot of good reasons to have a website.
And I think that a lot of people who have gotten behind, they hear about all the new stuff, the social networking and all, and the blogging and all that, and they think, wow, I'm so far behind, I'm not even at square one, I'll never get caught up, so I might as well just forget about it. You just got to get started, don't you?
Well, that's true, and it is easy to feel that way, absolutely. I know I get a lot of emails at my website at scottfox.com. People feel that way. They know, where do I start? And what I say is, the funny thing with all this technology is the search engines and Google and all the people, everybody's getting smarter and using it more and more, but what it comes down to is who are you and what's your brand about? And that's why, again, this About Us page is important. If you have a personality, like you said, you like to cross-stitch and you have the best pizzeria in town, put that up there. That'll get you started in the search engines and the traffic. They'll find you eventually, right? You'll get indexed, and you can always do better. But wasn't that true in the real world? You could always do better. You could always do more marketing. You could work 24
exactly
hours
right.
a day.
But you got to get started. That's the same thing, you folks. You got to get started doing it. And the first thing, if you don't have a website, I want you to go to this website. I'm going to give you one to you. NetworkSolutions.com. It actually works with NetSol, NetSol.com. Go there, type in your name, and hit the search bar and see what's available. And your company name, too. And even if you don't have a website, reserve those names.
I'm alone in the dark, even though.
We're back at 7 till Little Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, visiting with our good friend Scott Fox, author of Internet Riches, The Simple Money-Making Secrets of Online Millionaires. And Scott, it's yourname.com, right? ScottFox.com?
That's right, ScottFox.com. Yeah, we've got free email newsletters and a blog and lots of free downloads and, you know, stuff to help people along if they're interested in getting started online.
Let's wrap our discussion up just a notch or two, and let's give the folks who are maybe a little more advanced something. What would be a push the envelope kind of thing for folks who are really well down the road? You know, they've been patiently letting us help the remedial folks, the beginners get going. What would be something you would tell the advanced folks to do?
In terms of marketing a business online.
Yeah.
The one that I'd really have to mention, and this is a little bit remedial too, but just as we're surprised at how few people are, the number of people who still don't have a website, the number of sites that I run across that don't put up contact information,
right,
and even more importantly, that don't collect email addresses, the
right
number one thing you should be doing is marketing by email, and the simple reason is, it's basically free. I mean, come
right.
on. You know, you've got to get those email addresses from.
But
folks.
you got to get them by permission, though, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. You don't want to scrape them off the web and steal them from your friends and spam people. That's illegal these days. But you need to have on your website something that just says, "Give us your email address." And the best way to do that is to say, "We'll give you here a 10% off coupon, or we'll keep you in touch with our annual holiday sale, or some little discount or incentive." And then you need to use those email addresses. It's really straightforward stuff. But you can. It's free, essentially, folks. It's a little bit of your time, and you can keep in touch with your most loyal customers. And, you know, the easiest person to sell to is somebody who's bought from you already, right? So why not get those names?
Well, that's exactly what it's found money, and it's the easiest way to market to people, especially if they already know you. And if they've given you permission to, if they've given you your email and permission to contact them, there's what they're saying is, I want to buy from you in the future.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And the other trend that's kicking in here that we haven't mentioned, actually, is gas prices, right? We've got the stock market down. We've got housing prices, you know, looking pretty ugly. Oil's at $125 a barrel. So what is all that doing? It's keeping people at home, being a little more conservative with their money. They're spending more and more time on the Internet. Shopping online is going up. You know, retail sales in the real world grew less than 5% last year, but online sales grew 15% or more. Think about your business. If you've got an opportunity to grow, is there other parts of your business that are going to grow 15% or more? I mean, that's a big opportunity.
And even if you aren't or can't or don't have e-commerce on your website, people, to save money more and more, and to save time, and just for the heck of it, are doing more e-shopping,
yes.
not necessarily e-buying, although they'll do that if they get a chance, but what they're going to do, if they know they're going to go tomorrow to shop somewhere, and it's tonight, you know, and they're going to go somewhere, look for something tomorrow, if they can go to your website tonight and see whether you even have what they're looking for, it saves them a trip.
Absolutely. The increasing numbers, I don't have a number right at hand, but it's a very large number. People actually pre-qualify their purchases online. That's right, and gas prices are driving people that way. Here's a way to make money off those gas prices, right, and get your website going. Absolutely.
But I'm going to come back to this email thing because this is so important. Once people have found you and they've been to your store or they've come to your website and they've said, "You can here's my email, you can contact me," they basically said, "I'm qualifying you. I'm giving you, I'm recognizing you as a vendor, as a company that I want to do business with." I mean, those people aren't suspects anymore, folks. They're prospects, and they're waiting to become customers. And you know, we've never had any kind of a connection to customers in my career, Scott, like that.
Absolutely. I mean, those are what they call hot leads, right? I mean, think about in the 20th century, you would walk into, a car showroom, right? And those salesmen would jump all over you, and they had to close that sale right away because they know that if you walked out of the showroom, they probably wouldn't see you again because in the physical world, you had to be there to close that deal. Mm-hmm. Well, online, people can wander in and out of your store all the time. So the beauty is if you can get them into a relationship and get that email address, you don't have to close them right away. It'd be nice if you did, of course, but if you can send them an email once a week, once a month, once a quarter, and just keep touching them, it's basically free. You're going to get sales not just once, but many times, because like you said, Jim, they've opted in. They want to hear from you. They like what you're selling.
Especially if you've got some news.
Yes, that's
like
right.
Some technical news, a sale price, a new product that's come in, or whatever. Especially along those lines, it's a big deal. I know I respond to those things.
That's right.
Scott.
And it's a good point because you don't need to overthink it, right? I know a lot of people, they collect a list of, what am I going to do with it? I have to write a newsletter. You know, you could just send out a joke. A joke,
right.
Once a week, once a month, a joke. Everybody likes a joke or a funny picture.
Hey, Scott, thanks for being here.
It was
the book
great,
is
Jim,
called
thanks.
Internet Riches. Scott Fox is our guest, scottfox.com, and he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.